Young adults who are homeless and who need help finding a job or help for an addiction might get some hope today. A new centre in Naas in County Kildare will be opened by President Higgins. Our reporter Angus Cox is at the Jigginstown Manor Centre for us this morning. Angus.
Good morning, Audrey. Yes, Jigginstown Manor here in Naas, a sea of activity ahead of the visit of President Higgins at around 11:30, when he will officially open this new centre for young adults between the ages of 18 and 25 who are homeless. There are 12 housing units here. They're all full, with 7 men and 5 women accommodated, and they all have their own front door, importantly. I'm here with Tiglin's voluntary chair, Aubrey McCarthy, and centre manager, Jay Bobanac. We'll hear from them very shortly. But first, a little earlier this morning, some of the residents were kind enough to get up earlier than usual and have a chat with me, including Eric, who showed me around his accommodation.
2 big standard wardrobes.
Then you have a wet room, which is basically a shower, toilet. And then in here, new carpet put down, painting jobs. Bed is kind of here in the corner, so it's all kind of in the one area. So you have your couches, your TV, radiators, everything you kind of need.
It's an open plan living space. Your kitchen, your living area and bedroom are all in the same space, but it is very roomy, isn't it?
For one person it's plenty, and then you have the kitchen area and your sink, your oven, your microwave, toaster.
How I originally got here was addiction, basically. I was homeless for a while in the Kildare area, and lucky enough, we managed to get an apartment here. There wasn't really a safe place for somebody maybe coming out of addiction in the Kildare area until I found out about here. It wasn't a nice existence, you know, waking up kind of wanting to die every day, and this place gave me hope, you know.
My name is Megan Donnelly. I'm from Newbridge. I was in the Peter McFerry hostel in Newbridge for 3 weeks. It didn't suit me, so they moved me to here. I have a key worker, she helps you get courses and what you like getting into cooking. If you have problems, she helps you a lot. The staff are brilliant, it's very quiet, it feels like home, and I love it here.
And what difference does it make having your own front door?
Like, when you really lived in the hostel, you had to share a room, and it didn't feel like your own. It's like your own way from home.
My name is Troy, I'm from South Africa, but I was born in Ireland. I was living with my brother and sister-in-law, and then I got into drugs and stuff, and then got kicked out. Then I was kind of just by myself, moving from place to place, and then eventually found this place.
And do they help you not just with getting your own front door, your own home, but they're also helping you with development and setting you, linking you up with employers, that
yeah,
sort of thing?
Yeah, different jobs and stuff and courses and everything like that, education, whatever you need. They say that they're here to help.
Some of the voices there of the residents here at Jigginstown Manor. As I said, I'm joined by Tiglin's voluntary chair, Aubrey McCarthy, and centre manager, Jay Bobanac. First to you, Aubrey, the president coming here in just over 2.5 hours' time. It's a big day for you.
So we are absolutely over the moon, Angus. The president is coming down to launch the facility. It's a facility that we have worked hard to get over the line. John Craddock and his board at Homeless Care, Kildare County Council, and ourselves, Tiglin, are running a service here for young people between the ages of 18 to 25 who have come from emergency accommodation. So it's a supported housing facility, and everybody gets their own door. We progress key work and move them on so that they'll eventually get their forever home, but they'll also get education, job opportunities, etc.
I'll come back to you shortly, Aubrey. But Jay, you are the centre manager here, but you have your own story in that you came through Tiglin's services and now you're come to work with them.
Good morning to all the listeners. Yes, I came into this country in 2016 alongside my brother, and majority of that year we spent homeless on the streets of Dublin. Mid that year we met Aubrey McCarthy, who's the chairman on O'Connell Street. He helped to link us with a similar facility like this in Dublin, opposite the forecourts. While there, we had a year to live there and to find employment and to progress in education. So that gave us a great security and opened a lot of doors. So in a sense, what I do here is I try to duplicate what was done for us.
And it's a fantastic story because you and your brother, you're originally from Croatia. The Croatian ambassador, I believe, heard about your story, and he's coming along to the opening here later today. It must be a great honor.
That is a great honor. It is. And I feel truly privileged. They actually reached out to us. They know who I am for my work. And I can't but feel just grateful for this honor.
And Aubrey, back to you then. So this facility was finished in March 2021. The following month, you got your first residence. How long do people, or are they likely to stay the residents? And what's the plan then going beyond? You hinted at training and development that takes place.
You know, over the last year since we started with the first resident, four people have already moved on. So they've got their forever home, they've got their full-time jobs or education. You've heard from some of the residents already. Each one of them has a care plan in order to encourage them in whatever area. Some are doing literacy classes, education, and others have worked with local employers in order to get full-time employment.
Brilliant stuff. Well, listen, Voluntary Chair of Tigh Linn, Aubrey McCarthy, and Jay Bobmanac, Centre Manager, thank you very much for joining us this morning on Morning Ireland, and very best of luck when President Higgins arrives here in over 2 hours. I'm sure he'll be very, very impressed. That's all from us here in Naas. Audrey, back to you in studio.
Angus, thank you. Congratulations to everyone there. Hope it's a great day. It's a minute to nine.